trust.
If the judge says he trusts God, then ask why he's taking away the herb God gave man to use. If the judge does not trust God, then ask the judge to dismiss him or herself, as the judge has taken an oath to trust in God. So he's got him checkmate there. Do not judge any other person, religion, otherwise the judge then has a right to judge you. Believe you are doing nothing wrong with all your mind, body and soul. If you want more information, talk to Rock or email Rock at rocklovespeace@yahoo.com.au. It's pretty cool. He's very cool. Anyway, they don't want to bust him anymore.
No, they can see the light of the Lord.
They don't want to bust him.
Anyway, I have got...
I'm getting the country feeling coming on.
Yeah, I'm getting the country feeling. Let's go and burn one down.
Come on, see that?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to bring in this pile of beautiful paper.
Yeah.
Because I tried to print all this stuff, and the thing's gone ballistic.
You printed it all. We'll spend our time chastising.
Anyway, there are bits of good news in there.
We've got to go.
Yeah.
It's getting desperate.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
Which bit of the tree was that?
The bottom bit, I think, isn't it? The nice bit?
Do another one here. This is my version of Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. A little different, though. We had to bring it up into the 90s, you know, somewhat. It's now called Marijuana Bill. It goes like this.
Sticky as a bullfrog glue. Holy hell.
Anyway, there was a big story in the paper about the Church of the Holy Smoke, and I was interested to read the Northern Star words. What were they saying? Will Jackson wrote
through. I didn't get a chance to read them.
We should have it here. And what did he say? Yeah, 4:20 on Friday, we have the weekly ritual.
The ceremony.
Light the sacred spliff with...
burning $100 notes.
Burning lucre. What do you call it?
Filthy lucre.
Filthy combustible lucre. Note, but we've nearly run out. We're going to start on pounds.
We could use some more.
English pound's a nice one.
They're big.
They burn for a long time. We would actually appreciate some donations from you true believers.
$100 notes, US.
We'll accept $1 note because if we get enough of them.
How about Israeli shekels?
Okay.
Is it shekels they have? I think they have shekels.
Okay.
Or but dinars?
Knowing the Israelites, they wouldn't burn.
They mightn't. I don't know. Hyper burns. Lots of it. Gee, isn't a mess over there? Talk about, we're worrying about a bit of hashish in the Bekaa Valley, mate. That's pretty insignificant. There is no Bekaa Valley. They decided to fill it in.
You mean they bombed it to pieces?
Yep.
They bombed the fuck out.
It's now just the Bekaa crater area. It's disgusting.
Hey, look at this story.
What have you got?
This was in the door.
Mike just pulled this out of his ass.
This was in the doorway.
So we're standing outside, burning one or two down.
This could be the joke.
And he pulled
this was in the doorway out of the museum behind. This morning. And I got the drug headline and stuffed it in my pocket and just produced it now. It's the Daily Telegraph today. It's the Muslim boxers refusing to have any drug tests.
I'll read to you.
Australia's top Islamic boxers last night leapt into the corner of fellow Muslim Omar Sheikh, declaring they would rather quit than undergo a supervised urine test in a move that sets boxing on a devastating collision course with the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority. Champion boxers and brothers all pledged to put faith ahead of sport. You can't drug test me, I'm a Muslim.
Hey.
Full on.
So why can't Muslims be drug tested? What's the story there?
Yeah, I got to read more. The religion is more important than boxing. Boxing is just a sport. I won't do it. I would refuse. It comes down to having to urinate in front of someone else. I would rather not box.
Okay.
Even though it's my career, I'd rather give it away. It's urinating in front of someone. We're practicing Muslims. We don't want to be looked at.
Okay, fair enough. It's excessive modesty.
The idea of having... Hussey Hussain labelled the idea of having testers observe his urine stream sickening. We're practicing Muslims, we don't want to be looked at. It's a tough decision, your career's on the line. That's it for me, mate.
I'm never
pissing in front of nobody.
No, look, you know, good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
I reckon, too.
Yeah,
look at the boy. Legends. They're all the Aussie champion boxers.
And I reckon that you can never, that's the one thing you cannot take away from somebody, the right to say no.
That's right. No.
You can say no.
I think I'll just give up boxing. It's not that important.
That's right.
Thanks for that.
I'd much rather be a wholly modest Islamic man.
It's like paying tax.
Exactly.
It's like paying tax. I think it's immoral to pay tax. Therefore, I try and earn
you want people
below the tax threshold.
You want to build your roads for nothing and provide hospital care for nothing.
Yeah, I'd like them to.
You want them all for nothing.
Yes,
no,
I'd like them
I don't
to.
Want to support. I do not want to support that. 7% of taxes, of all of taxes, go on roads, schools.
Howard's making 50 cents every litre of petrol. Hey,
everything else.
How what pathetic is
7%.
Did you see when 7% they asked him? Did you see when they asked him?
Go towards those good things.
Why?
The rest of it goes towards
war.
War, and Howard has just given his
Afghanistan,
his
model,
a 40% increase in their wages.
We'll get a death in
new
Afghanistan.
Cars all around.
Aussie soldiers die through opium warlords.
I was just going to say, like, Howard was being asked a straight-up question. Why can't the federal government take 10 cents off the fuel excise that sucks?
What'd he say?
He said, have you any idea how much that would be?
How much money it is.
That would be billions of dollars. He said, the government could spend that on armies and stuff.
You say armies?
Armies and stuff.
Ah, no.
That's all he could think of to spend it on. That's all he could think of to spend billions on armies and stuff.
No, he is the most popular Prime Minister Australia has ever had.
I think Australia can really relate to the idea of just stuff. Like, let's not bother with having to name.
Did you really say armies and stuff? Where did
armies
you say
it was on the television. It was probably on Late Line. Armies and stuff.
It was a bit late in the day. He's getting old.
Yeah, maybe it was on something else. Anyway,
isn't it? It's really ugly.
It came out just after the guy from Family First in South Australia had been speaking really eloquently about why can't the federal government give up this addiction to sucking 50 cents out of every litre of petrol.
Yeah.
You know? And
this is a bonus. Every time the price goes up, it's more of a bonus.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know if the excise goes up. I think it just sticks at 50 cents.
Not at all.
Is that right?
It goes up in proportion to the price of the petrol.
Is that a fact?
Of course it is. It's a percentage.
I didn't realise that the excise was a percentage. I thought it was...
Some of you humans are stupid, but not all of you. The ones levying the tax, very smart people.
Okay.
So, I'm saying... What I'm saying...
You're absolutely so wrong about that. You think they're smart.
So what I'm
saying... They're going to destroy their own little homeland. You think they're smart.
No, they're intelligent.
Shows where you're coming from.
You think
intelligent.
You think that's an intelligent thing to do, to destroy your homeland and die just
idiots,
because...
moron. Just go back to God Islam.
Do you think it's intelligent to create nuclear energy?
No.
Well, it took a lot of intelligence to do it.
Yes.
Do you think it was...
Different.
Do you think it was intelligent...
Intelligence.
Do you think it was intelligent to go into Iraq and invade the country?
No.
Depends on what you're wanting to achieve.
Well, do you know what got it in there? Intelligence.
No, but it depends what you're trying to achieve.
Intelligence.
And I couldn't argue about the nuclear discoveries. That's got to be intelligent. How we use it is what will take real intelligence.
I do not think it's intelligence at all.
To actually discover it.
Intelligence would be look at it and
say
walk away.
Yeah, right.
Let's not go there. This thing could suck badly, as it does, and as it always will. You've cursed yourselves, you humans. And I like to sit back here and just have a little dance on your coming graves.
So you don't think that we could perhaps get around to perfecting nuclear fusion, where you just get bits of water and stuff and whack them together and it produces vast amounts of pure, clean energy with no byproducts?
Why would you bother when you've got all the energy you need? You're being bathed in it every day. Why would you bother? Why would you bother going to the silly process of creating new energy, making new energy, when it's all around? Okay, this is a bit I can't figure with you humans.
Yeah.
This is the bit that gets me.
There it is.
In abundance, and you've got the technology to use it.
Okay, Michael, quick, drug news now.
Well, I tried to print out all this drug news off a new thing called Daily Dose. Where's the website? Daily Dose. I haven't got it. But anyway,
It sends you a daily dose of news, does it?
It's got a summary of every drug thing that happened the day before. Anyway, it's got heaps of stuff, too much stuff on it. But there was this great story in Scotland. I'll try and get it for you next week.
Couldn't follow it?
Well, a guy got busted in his apartment with a heap of pot and growing and everything, medical, and the judge threw it out, totally, and said, I don't want to know about this anymore. It's personal and you're not hurting anyone. Made big news. They didn't give him the dope back, though. So, you know, I'll try and get all that to you. Look at it. I can read them to you. Here's one. Under 10s abusing drink and drugs. That's roadside drug tests in 2 years. They're way behind over there in England, eh? Scotland's drug courts are changing lives by getting an outcry over addicts, further funding. Methadone pioneer dies. The rise and fall of a drug addict, Saudi Arabia. Little white pills. drugs or the next phase in the fight against illicit methamphetamine should emphasize tightening US borders to prevent drug trafficking, expanding voluntary drug testing in schools, and augmenting treatment for addicts. That's America's latest drugs drivel. Traders, private wardens that have been introduced in a move to rid Glasgow city centre of drunks, beggars and drug dealers.
I beg your pardon, private wardens, this means vigilantes with official sanction.
And Steve Bolt
thugs
sent
with badges.
Last bit of news, Steve Bolt sent through the official things on the new laws in New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
The maximum penalty for an offence under S23A, brackets 1 to 4 plants, 11,000 dollar fine or two years imprisonment, or $264,000 fine and 12 years imprisonment if heard on indictment. I don't understand that. Do you understand that first paragraph?
No, I don't. Say it again.
The maximum penalty for an offence that involves 5 to 200 plants is 18 years jail and $400,000 fine. Maximum penalty that
involves... So you can do two years for 4 plants.
And what this, well, what's this 12 years thing for?
12 years, probably if it's more. I suppose.
So I thought you just said 18 years.
You've heard on indictment. What's that mean?
Indictment.
What's that mean?
An indictable crime.
I'm an idiot. I don't know.
Indictment.
So it's 24 years jail for 200 or more plants. It is a defence if the defendant can prove that the exposure did not endanger the health and safety of the child. Or is that a child thing? See, it's me printing again. I've missed 5 pages and got 6.
A page. So that's just if children are involved.
Here's drug premises. Drug premises now include a place where commercial cultivation by enhanced indoor means is occurring. Commercial means either cultivation of a commercial quantity, 50 plants, or cultivation of 5 to 49 plants, and where the cannabis is grown is intended for sale. Consequently, any place where 5 or more hydro plants is being grown for profit is capable of being a drug premises, exposing the occupants to prosecution for offences such as entering or being on drug premises and organising and conducting drug premises.
Mm.
Consistent with the extension of the drug premises place where hydro... it's all too much for me. It's all words of dribble. You know, they've gone into electricity consumption, exhaust fans, draft excluders, fertilisers and the boarding up of windows. All closed, I must do. I've got 5 more pages somewhere that are swallowed by the printer.
Well, they've just put it all into law, so you can go away forever for a little bit.
Yeah.
If they, you know, they take the mind to it. Not unlikely, it would seem to me, that they'll push it that hard. They just seem so dumb.
The actual laws at the moment are probably not that much different. They've just, you know, they've added a few new things like kids or whatever.
No, to do with kids and drug houses.
Yeah. Mm. If you got kids in your house, you're in big trouble.
Mm. Mm. That's the big thrust of it all, isn't it?
That's what it is. Take the kids off you.
To declare where you live a place where your kids can't.
Yeah.
One of the things in England this week...
I don't know about you guys, but as my partner and I were very steady and very solid on this, if we were going to smoke, the kids had to go outside.
Your place too.
Even in winter nights.
Yeah. It's good for their lives.
I used to wake them up. I wake them up outside, guys. We want to have
guys,
a bowl.
I know.
Sorry,
I know.
I know it's midnight, but
it's for your own health.
It'll only be 20 minutes.
Good for your little lungs, you know that. Breathe deep while they're out there. Maybe just check the chooks while
Gary
they're out there.
Gary used to run around the house.
And now people are saying, "Oh, you were enlightened." Well, yes, okay.
I mean,
cop to that.
Look at the healthy kids that we've raised.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why, you know.
Yeah.
Lumberjacks.
Yeah, but like 3 or 4 times every night, having to wake up and pop outside the house into the chill. I mean, it's really strengthened them up. Yeah. Their strength of spirit.
Can you remember looking out the window and seeing him jogging on the spot?
Yeah.
How we laugh.
Yeah, memories, a lot of fun.
Memories of when we were young, eh? Isn't it cool? We can share these as you get to be a grumpy old man. Parents these days, they coddle their kids, let them stay inside all night.
Mm.
Yeah? And they go outside. Bloody hell.
So, what's happening here with these bombs on the planes? What's happening here? I've heard a couple of things.
You could not tell. They've arrested... this is the bit that gets me.
Arrested 18 people. Well, they had those cattle trucks,
18
didn't they?
How long were they going to wait before someone... What were they going to go on these 18 with their bottle of explosives and blow themselves up, do a jihad? Was
that
the plan?
What I heard was carrying explosive urine.
Yeah, right.
You're not allowed to carry any hand luggage on now.
Well, they actually carrying it in their bladder.
Well, I thought maybe they were sports people that were all trying to smuggle clean urine in special freezer sacks into some next sporting meet somewhere in the States, you know.
It's either the Israelis trying to take attention away from what's happening over there in Lebanon, where they're getting really into a bad mess, or it's all made up.
Lebanon.
It's all made up.
When's the next election in England?
Oh, I don't know, but...
Well, it could be all made up. It could be one of those things where they've sent in an agent provocateur who's joined some bunch of nitwits who are useless, and he says, hey, I've got an idea, why don't we all try and blow up
smuggle our urine.
I think you've been smuggle watching
our urine onto
movies,
the plane and then explode it.
Too many movies and well, too conspiracy
it seems to
paranoid.
Me, Michael, if you look at the last two major so-called terrorist arrests in Great Britain, both of them have involved agent provocateurs or...
And they shot him, so there was no evidence anyway.
No,
the spokesman...
Shot the wrong one, Toby.
English spokesman.
Getting
on the box
trading,
and saying, we've arrested these people before they committed a crime of unimaginable proportions.
That's right. It's so unimaginable. That's the best out of all the unimaginable proportions.
I tell you how it goes. It goes like this. You have a community radio station and some FBI guy starts listening, and there's a few wallies like us over there who smoke a bit of hash and start dreaming up and joking about how easy it would be to fool the system. Hey, you know, there's only 18 listeners. They arrest a lot.
That's exactly right.
They're all complicit. You were listening.
They'll cordon off
the
town.
We know you were secretly listening. That's your way of moving information
around.
They'll
cordon off the town. They'll cut the bridges with precision airstrikes.
Yeah, that's why the tunnel is so important.
Yeah, keep that tunnel open.
Yeah.
Keep digging, guys.
I tell you what, I keep
widening.
I have grave concerns for people out there in society. We're doing a couple of thousand podcasts, all the time, weekly, monthly. They're going down.
I'll get arrested.
These people are all
you are all complicit.
Infected.
Guys. Turn off your radio now.
In fact, too late.
Oh, too late.
Morning. Well.
Ah, dear, anyway, come tomorrow. It's your last chance to lock up police in a cattle truck, I tell you.
can we prod them?
Oh, yeah. We're going to cavity searches.
Just a little.
It's going to be fun. Definitely fun tomorrow. That's where it has to be.
Do you want to hear some new music?
Rubber gloves on the other foot now, cop.
Back in a few minutes. Come in, boys.
Hello, listener. Was that a little bit of white noise?
Oops.
A little bit of dead air?
We forgot all about you.
We did. We forgot about you, but we're back. So we're back to bore you. We were having such a good time.
Was that the record?
That didn't go very long.
Was that a record?
Did you see the look in his eye?
Yeah, he freaked. The president dropped the joint.
Bobbed along.
He suddenly occurred to him, there's no noise.
He bobbed along.
Jimmy,
I had to turn right down really low.
Testimony to that ganja, mate.
You guys lead me astray. All the way out onto the veranda. You know I hate to leave my chair ever. Anyway.
Well, you moved like a bolt, Bob.
Didn't I?
It was
very funny.
It was great. They're called autumnal. And there are a bunch of guys that have been in a whole lot of other good stuff elsewhere in previous bands earlier in their life. I guess they're all guys getting on a little bit. Who's in there? Michael Barker from the John Butler Trio. He's not that old. Hey, Joe Creighton.
John Butler interviewed by Denton.
Yeah. John Creighton from John Farnham and Kylie Minogue Day, so he's getting on a bit. Yeah, Greg Arnold from Things of Stone and Wood, and Rebecca Chan from the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. And Dave Beck, who used to do Renee Geyer and Joe Tindamana. They've all got together and call themselves Autumnal. And they've got a little album out called Your Elfin Foot. What a cute name.
A little giggly going.
And we just played the title track there, which didn't go for quite as long as I expected it would have been going for, or either that or I
And then we forgot what we were talking about, which is no consequence.
I've got something new to talk about, which is an important announcement I'd totally forgotten about.
Two things.
Myri.
Baby.
Myri's had a baby. Was it a girl?
It was a girl.
Or a boy.
It was a girl.
Myri. Big congratulations, darling. Had it this morning early.
Legend.
Apparently everybody is real well, mum and daughter, doing just fantastically. So how cool
is that? What about Dad, Jing? Does he get a mention?
No. Go on.
He is how a much, nice act.
How much has he done? Let's face it.
He did a bit of work one night.
That was it.
And,
and that's all she wrote. Yeah. You, man.
Yeah.
Labour, you know. Yeah. Labour. You talk about labour.
Let's not even go there.
We're men. We don't know anything about it. Isn't that right,
Michael? The other big announcement.
Let's move on.
Thank God we remembered an announcement, Myri. We nearly forgot about it. Nothing to do with you, Treasure.
No.
The Jimmy Willing is here, which reminds me
Jimmy
has the job
of
decorating all the windows for Lismore Shops for the Herb Festival, the idea they stole from our Mardi Gras. Of course, they don't want the big joint or anything cannabis related there.
But every year, Else does
Alan's windows.
Yes.
Anyway, he wants artworks for artists. Any artists listening, he's here now. He wants artworks they can be for sale, and they'll
bring them here right now.
Shop windows in Lismore.
So if you've got artworks you'd like to have displayed in shop windows
weeks,
in Lismore, come here right now.
Wait, Jimmy's here. Okay, come and tell us. Anyway,
tell us what where to take them.
Give us a ring. Where? Ring Elspeth at the museum 891123, and Jimmy should go there, but he's not even listening. He's probably missed it. Come in here and talk to us.
Well, there you go.
He came, he went.
He misunderstood.
He misunderstood.
Just like that.
Straight over our head.
You could walk out to the door and stick your head around and say you're there, still misunderstanding. When he misunderstands, he's
Nimbin he's Television
strike.
Will be there tomorrow.
So this herb festival, what herbs are they talking about?
Everything. Marijuana. Everything but marijuana.
Everything.
Opium poppy.
Legal,
that's not really a herb.
Who gives a damn? There you go. There was an utter silence there, wasn't there? I mean, how can you get excited about that?
I hear it might be the last herb festival. I hear there's not that popular because most people last year in a survey were looking for a herb that wasn't there.
That's right.
They did the survey and say, which herb did you enjoy the most? 94% put marijuana.
The herb that wasn't there.
52% of them spelled it wrong.
Yeah. That's all right.
It was pretty amazing anyway. Yeah. They've been very quiet about it, but I might be
I
the
think
last
as the goddess stated it before, it's difficult to get really excited for an entire weekend about some basil and oregano. You know, like really. Even with a bit of chili added to it. Well, that is not technically an herb.
Mugwort. We're using mugwort tomorrow, I thought.
Is that right?
Mugwort.
Mate.
You're
going to be mug.
Mugwort.
There is some pretty interesting sage around.
And some side effects from mugwort, mate.
Tell you.
Is that right?
Bring your tin undies.
Yeah.
I like the side effects.
Mate. Mugwort. It is full. On.
Is that right?
Yeah, mate, we can have legal parties that'll make cannabis look peaceful. The cops are going to wish we smoked pot.
I'll get back on the pot, you guys.
Is that right? Mug
come
water.
Down from the rooftops.
Mugwort.
Mugwort, mate.
Oh, sage.
It's a particularly nice mugwort we've got hold of.
Can you get a hold of the nice mugwort sage mix?
It is pure mugwort buds.
Mm.
The pure flowers of the mugwort. It's funny, fully.
Fully.
I hope we don't make it illegal after tomorrow.
It should be good. I'm looking forward to it.
So we could go to the herb festival with
mugwort.
Shitloads of mugwort. Smoking up mugwort.
Now you're talking.
And do big smoking.
Now you're talking.
Is this right?
Mugwort madness.
Is this a new idea?
Why don't we? Or sage. Let's go
Whatever. And
smoke some
Damiana.
Sage.
Damiana. I'm sick of being sexually assaulted.
I know. Don't the loins become sore?
Oh, it's unbelievable. We've got to get away from Damiana. It's a terrific idea, I think, and I think we should take our very own.
Gird thy loins. If you're going to have Damiana,
Damiana was a really bad idea.
I know, we're learning. We're going for mugwort tomorrow. It's going to be incredible what I hear. I've tried a bit. It exhausted me.
I reckon we take some sage and we take some mugwort.
Mix it up,
I think we just have different splits of it.
Yeah.
There's nothing illegal about that, is there?
Mm.
I didn't get onto the...
I don't think there is.
That's not illegal. You are allowed to smoke mugwort, mate. Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean,
unless they make the actual act of smoking everything and anything illegal, they're not going to be able to stop you from smoking any plant you feel like.
Well,
it hasn't specifically been banned.
And I think as they make them illegal, we'll just move on until they'll have to ban the eucalyptus.
We'll breed up something else.
We'll run out of plants. They'll run out before we do.
That's a rush, because I think that was the first thing I'd ever smoked. It would be some dried
eucalyptus leaves. I smoked pine needles with dunny paper. Behind the shelter shed. Pine needles with dunny paper.
Yeah.
I was about six,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, I was about the same.
Well, the first drug and the first smoke, or any, because I was a pure spirit, first thing I ever did was clear light acid. Had a whole hit.
How old were you?
You don't smoke that.
I was about 14.
That would have been major.
Oh, the top came off my head.
Yeah, okay.
Never came
and
back.
And everything poured out. And
tell us a memory. Tell us something.
It was up in the northern beaches of called Aipara, and it was up in the north of New Zealand.
Mm.
And hey, young boy out there, and went to this hippie community, and everybody there took a hit of acid. So I took the hit of acid too, and it was a full moon night, and everybody there except for one man, this Maori guy. This great big Maori guy who was quite crazy.
Mm.
Not like most Maoris. And he was also into karate and this sort of stuff. Anyway, everybody's tripping apart from him, and he just freaked out. Big full moon, and starts chasing all these hippie people, mostly kids, around the beaches and the sand dunes all night long with an axe handle. He's chasing everybody. Ah, kill you all! And he never did. No, because we were fueled. We were tanked. Naked hippies running in the night.
Yeah.
Dexy's midnight runners.
Yeah.
Try and catch this.
I had two,
was the best night.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. I went to a trip in Christmas Hills once. Mm. Outside Melbourne. Full moon night like that was organised. And at the door, everyone got two tabs of mescaline. And it was so full of... Oh. At one point, everything went still. The whole band, everything froze.
Everyone had a mutual
experience.
Except
me and the dog I was with. I had this little black dog. He was getting run over on the tableland on this mushroom trip and had three legs. Everything's frozen. And me and the dog walk amongst the people and guitarists like trees in a forest. That was awesome. I remember that.
They all just went still.
Time stopped except for me and the dog. It was awesome. It was amazing.
And then they woke again and stirred.
Yeah. And on the way home, I'm driving on the way home, we go down into Eltham.
I love that.
We go down into Eltham, and the road just took off straight up into the sky, total Disneyland either side. That's when Maya said, I think I better drive. Anyway, that's when after that I realised Walt Disney and all those guys went to Mexico and
Before
Fantasia.
Have you got any more news? You've got 7 minutes left.
No, I've got no more news.
Good.
We
can just keep talking then. Go.
Tomorrow is the news at midday, high noon. Please come support it with a sense
high noon.
Of humour.
Be there. Not be ready to slap leather.
Have fun. Join in. I've got to find the Damiana masks. Spartacus, Damiana, remind me.
We're going to be smoking mugwort. We're going to be chuffing sage tomorrow.
Yeah, sucking sage.
Doesn't it sound wild?
Mull up the muggies.
Have you seen a crowd?
We need people this afternoon rolling joints if anyone wants to be.
You tried hammering some cones, a muggy?
Bucket bonging sage is fun, mate.
Bucket bomb.
We are going to be doing that in the middle of the street, I reckon.
It makes you...
A giant 44-gallon drum for the bucket.
Yeah, line up here, $1 a hit on the bucket bomb.
$1 a hit.
We won't mention what's in it.
No, not at all. No.
And what more, it won't matter.
No.
I think so. I like the idea.
I think enough is enough.
It's either this or go to the clinic and give myself up. Oh dear me. It's 5 to 2. We've probably got to go out with a song, I think. And just about run out of everything, haven't we?
I've seen Johnny about the place. He won't be far off.
He's on the way.
His capable hands.
Absolutely. We're going to have Nimbin Aboriginal broadcasters coming through till 5 p.m. this afternoon. Then the demons storm the place, haunted the helmets.
This afternoon we've got the service down the hemp bar, of course. 4:20. Come and burn the big one down.
Sunday, Geelong Place.
And I believe it's a $200 note today.
Oh, they didn't make them.
That's exactly right, isn't that fantastic?
Geelong Place and Kilda.
We've got the only one to burn.
Mystery.
We've got the only $200 note to burn in the whole wide world. How extraordinarily lucky is that?
I'm so sorry the Nimbin Demons are.